Blog Talk Radio. What's up, y'all? Hey. Thank you so much for tuning in to Real Talk, Real Plans with your girl, Riri. I just want to thank you so much for tuning in. It is Sunday night. I hope that you got your planner out or you got a notebook out, something, so that you can write down all the things that we talk about tonight. Tonight's episode is about the Great Planner Showdown. You hear me? A whole showdown. You know, what I attribute the title to is me watching all these holiday baking shows. They got me in a chokehold, y'all. It is something about them making those cute-ass, you know, cookies and shit that I would never be able to make, but they're just so cute and festive, and it really gets me in the holiday spirit. So, do you watch those shows? I started, like, at Halloween with the Halloween Baking Championship, the Great Holiday Showdown, the Great Pumpkin Off, and all that stuff. I just love it. I love it. It gets my goat. My goat made you mad, don't you? I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, the Great Planner Showdown. Of course, let's talk about what I have in my cup. I haven't had coffee that I've made in a few days. And I want to say, at first I thought I was having these headaches because I was having a caffeine withdrawal, and I know that's a real thing. But then I realized that I have had caffeine. I had a Coca-Cola. I give you a cool point and a prize if you can tell me where Coca-Cola, please, came from. It's old school. I know y'all don't know, but anyway, it's one of my favorite things. Anyway, so I've had Coca-Cola, and then yesterday I had coffee, and it was actually Starbucks. I ain't bad, so y'all know that. Because when y'all buy me a coffee, y'all actually buy me a whole coffee, because a whole can of coffee, because I'm cheap like that, except for Dunkin'. I do like Dunkin' Donuts, and I will drink that. So, I don't know. But anyway, today I have my Cafe Bustelo and Dunkin' Donuts Midnight Mix in my cup, some peppermint mocha creamer. I haven't had any all week because last I've been on the vanilla caramel kick. And so, before we get into the Great Planner Showdown, I like to give a shout out to all of the planner babes that I was able to see yesterday at the Glam Planner event hosted by Justy Plan, who is also the owner of Vodka and Palette Design. It was so much fun. It was so cool. People were able to get henna tattoos. We had breakfast. Everybody looked so cute in their outfits. Of course, I waited till the last minute because I hate shopping. I didn't wait till the last minute. I just could never find no damn sweater that was glam. But everybody in there had on a sweater, and it was glam, and I was just so sad. So it was either wear a regular sweater that was just kind of cute or wear a shirt that was glam. So I chose to wear a shirt that was glam. I should have taken a picture because it was really cute. So I wear the shirt, and then I guess I didn't feel so out of place. Nobody made me feel out of place. Everybody looked so cute, and it was so much fun meeting new people and getting to see people that I see on a regular basis at planner events. I'm starting to know more and more people by name, and people know me by name, and I got to sit and talk shit with Planner and Tacos and Bianca Plans, And I met a new friend named Melanie. I can't think of her Instagram handle right now, but she has a book club. And, of course, you know, I'm all in when it comes to books and talking about books. My girl Trisha was there. She was turned up. Of course, she was later than me. So that made me feel great because if you later than me, then, baby, your ass is late. But we weren't the only ones who was late. It was people who came in after us. But nonetheless, there was still food left. There were still people talking, still prizes to be won. You could still get your henna on. It was all kind of stuff. I did not get henna this time. I've actually never had henna before. Have you? Have you done that? I was thinking about it, but I was like, baby, I want a tattoo. Let me just go get a tattoo. So I think that might be what I do for my birthday. Oh, y'all, did you know it's my birthday coming? It's coming. My birthday is Christmas Eve. So that means that my birthday is in about 21 days. And so the countdown begins. I'm really excited. 40 was some shit for me. You hear me? 40 was some fucking shit. And for those of you who just learned about the show yesterday, I think I told y'all I'd be cussing, but if I didn't, I do. I'd be cussing. And so let me just, because we don't just talk about planners, we talk about real talk and real plans. And I am having some real plans on not having a fucked up year next year. Oh, my God. This year was some shit. And I'm just, you know, I'm just really grateful. I'm always at this point in the year, I'm always just so grateful of everything and everybody that has been in my life and stuck with me. And it just makes me, like most people do it around the new year. And I guess my birthday in the new year is the same. But as soon as December hits, I'm in, like, reflective mode. And I really, really love the idea of thinking about it and writing it out and, you know, getting it down on paper so that I can do it. Anyway, so after I went to the Sweater Glam event, my local book club, the Black Pearls, had a sip and paint and dine, paint, sip and dine, at Cobb Diner here in Marietta, I think it's in Marietta or Austell, Georgia. And that was really nice. My picture turned out so much better than I thought it could, and it really made me want to put up my Christmas tree. I did sip again on some Coca-Cola. I did have water, of course. And that was a good time, too. So shout out to Fonda. Shout out to the Black Pearls. Thank you for all your hard work. Hold on one moment. I think we have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hello.
On the air.
Did you forget about me?
No.
Oh, I think you did. Let's have our little spat on air.
I did not. I sent a message.
I didn't get a message. I'm like, no, let me see. Cause I've been sitting here. Hey, baby. I've been sitting here going.
Okay, I'm well. I was like, I'm not going to eat dinner. She's going to be calling me in a second. I have no message from you. I'm about to show you.
I sent it from my watch, so maybe it didn't go through. I'm still learning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, you're sending me messages from my watch. Anyway, what's going on?
Hey. I've been talking about the glam sweater brunch that we went to yesterday. And I talked about going to the diner for the paint, sip, and dine yesterday evening. And that has been about it. So you called at the perfect time.
Yeah.
What you got in your cup, girl? Right. Ooh.
Because I was going to eat dinner. And then I was like, I'm just waiting. But anyway.
Coca-Cola, please. I told them they can win a prize if they say, Coco, if they can tell me where that phrase specifically came from. Coco, do you
What
know?
Phrase?
Coca-Cola, please.
Coca-Cola, please?
Mm-hmm. But she didn't say it like that. She said, Coca-Cola, please.
Color purple.
Did they have Coke back then?
Yeah. Coke been around a long time. I don't know. Who, where it come from? Oh, is that
if
a
I
thing?
You talking about... Right. You know what else I did today? I set up my desk and recorded a sample video to see if I had the right placement for my YouTube video.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. I've gotten 3 of the advents. I've gotten 3 of the advents already, and so
mm-hmm.
I'm ready to record to see.
Can I just say one thing? How did I not see any advent boxes being advertised? I saw none, and I'm seeing everybody open these advent boxes, and I'm like, what the hell was that?
You was traveling the world.
I had Instagram, though. I don't
Girl,
know.
You
was
traveling the world. Yeah. So,
so
I have 3 so far. I'm waiting on a couple more, but I'm excited. And I'm ready to
wow.
open them. And I just, you know, I'm really nervous. I don't know what it is. But for next year, 2024, and I need to write it down so I don't chicken out. And I know somebody going to remind me. Because somebody going to listen. I know. Somebody's out there listening. But I really need to just do it scared next year. Like, I want that to be my motto. Like, do it scared.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll hold you to it. Just do it.
I know, but that's so Nike.
I know. But yeah.
That's kind of how I feel. Do it scared. I'm sorry, y'all. I got a snack because I get nervous. I need to chew on something. I know. No homo. So what you been up to? How you doing? How was your week? What you got on your planner?
I went to get my hair done today. Leaving tomorrow to go to Texas. And, decorating for Christmas.
Have you got your tree up yet?
Yeah, tree is up. I can't find my stockings. It's driving me insane. But I found them. So last year I had used the different stockings, not the ones that I wanted to use. And then after Christmas, I found the ones that I wanted, and I said, I'm going to put them right here so I know where they are, and I'd be damned if I could find them.
And you've been looking at them all, doggone you.
I was like, I put them away, and I'm like, where did I put them? I have no idea. It's driving me insane. Which, that
yeah,
wasn't hard. It was a short trip, but yeah.
I haven't pulled out the tree yet.
You haven't?
I need to. Mm-hmm. Hell, I had
But listen,
I
you're
going to
be proud of this.
Tree.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, you know, we got the little baby, so... And look, and I don't care what my tree look like, right? It looks decent now, though. But I let the babies decorate it. That's what they want to do. And, girl, all the ornaments on the bottom, like the first 2 feet of the tree is where the ornaments are.
Turn over.
Yeah, all at the bottom. Yeah, and on one side. So,
do your cats bother the tree?
No, not anymore. They're not babies. You know, when you have a new cat, they do, like a baby cat. Well, I don't know. Some people, older cats, me, but mine are real chill. They'll sniff around and look at it, touch one of the balls that's hanging at the bottom, but they don't jump in it. Beans used to jump in it all the time. But he's older now, so he doesn't. But some people's older cats do, I think.
I don't know. I never. Princess, we had a dog. Well, I still got a dog. Okay, so here's a crazy story about my dog. Princess is still alive. She just lives with my oldest niece now. So when Princess was young, she didn't really bother the tree, but I would, like, take a ball off and, like, throw it to her to try and get her to fetch because she ain't never fetched nothing.
So oh, my goodness.
She wouldn't fetch it, but she would get it and, like, scoot it up under the tree, like, bitch, this is where this go. And, like, not put it on the tree, but she'll put it under the tree. So every time I would take one off to, like, fetch it to her, she would not fetch it, but she would go get it and put it up under the tree. Like, this ain't where this go. Don't play with me. I wonder if she still do that. I'm a try. I'm going to try.
Oh, Lord.
The number to call in is 515-602-9680. If you are interested in, like, telling me, like, what your affirmation is or being my accountability partner for me to do it scared, do it afraid, give us a call. Call in and tell us what your affirmation is. Thank you so much, Tacy, for that wonderful suggestion. So, Coco Pelly. You know, I made everybody wait to talk to me about what their planner goals were for next year. So now that it is December, I feel like now is the time to really talk about it, because I believe that when you do it before December, kind of like FOMO, right? You're like, oh, I'm gonna get this. Oh, I'm gonna get this. And before you know it, you bought 12 planners, and you still don't know what you're going to use for next year. But I think by December, you're sick of thinking about it, and you're kind of over it, and you're like, okay, let me whittle down what I'm going to use and figure out what I'm going to use for next year. So I asked the question on Instagram to the planner community, and I begged my friends to ask a friend, tag a friend. But I asked the questions, what's the best thing about disc-bound planners? Why do you use it? What's the best thing about book-bound planners? Why do you stick with it? And what's the best thing about ring planners for you? And so I got a bunch of options and stuff. So I want to talk about it. Also, if you want to call in and you decide to call in, you can call in and talk about why a certain planner is your planner, what you like about it, what you don't like about it. We're here to have some conversations. Let's do it. So I guess my first question is, I know you are a ring girl.
No, I'm a dashboard
no?
girl. I mean, a disc girl.
You are a disc
you know,
girl.
I'm going to try the rings. Like, I've had the pocket ring.
I thought you were a ring girly all the time.
Because of the pocket.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So that one I've used.
So what do you love about the disc-bound planner then? Tell me what you think, and I'll see if you have added anything to this massive-ass list that I have.
Oh, Lord. I like that the versatility of it, you know, the ease of moving them out, putting them back in another section, and it works for me. I don't know if I told you before, I think I might have mentioned it here, that for work, that's why I use it also, because when you're doing, like, investigations and taking notes for stuff, you know, sometimes you're all over the place, and so I get to move those things around, and it doesn't look like I curated it myself, you know. So, you know, you can use the larger disc to make it so when it starts getting bigger and fatter, you know, you change up, like the dashboards and stuff that I was making last night, just changing up all those things. It just seems easier for me to remove the pages and all. I just like the versatility of it. I just like to be able to move them in. To me, it's easy. A lot of people don't like the look. They say that it messes up the little tabs or whatever when they're moving them, but I'm not at that issue.
No, and I also think it depends on the quality of the paper that you're using, because if you're going to put some ratchet-ass 20-pound paper in there, you're going to move it twice, and then they're going to be all bent up and can't stay. But if you have a good kind of, you know, a heavy enough paper, I'm not saying 64-pound cardstock, but damn, if you get you some 32-pound paper, I don't have no problem with it either.
Yeah.
I know lots of people are afraid that the pages fall out, but I see people all the time, and I mean, I've even been guilty of this, of picking it up by the disc, and the pages don't fall out. Let's see if I see anything else on here that was from our list.
Yeah, I've never had them to fall out.
Yeah, me either. What I have done is cracked a disc. For the plastic disc, I've cracked it.
Oh, yeah. I don't use those anymore.
So a lot of the stuff that you were talking about, they're customizable, versatile. You can be more creative. A lot of people talked about being able to use washi in the spine or decorate the spine.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to, like, hole punch it or whatever and just getting it back in there. And they really liked it. Another thing that somebody brought up was it's really good for lefties.
For lefties?
Yeah, because they can fold back on themselves. So when they're writing, it doesn't, you know what I'm saying? It's not a problem.
Oh. Okay.
Like
I've never thought of that. Yeah, no, I know.
I know, but.
You're like, hello, yes, I get it. But no, I never thought of it that way. Yeah, but it makes sense.
Yeah. Somebody else said that they really enjoy it because you can add new sections, like a section for notes, a section for journaling, a section for a list. And on that same vein, someone talked about being able to, like, Frankenplan, which for those of you who are listening that don't, you know, that are new to planning, Frankenplanning is basically when you put a bunch of planners together to make it your own. They like that. They like being able to change the covers, and it's about when you had your subscription to Jane's Agenda.
Mm-hmm.
It was really cute to see you, like, change the dashboards every month. You might not have changed the covers, but you changed the theme each month, and I really like that.
The covers, because the cover monthly dashboard. And I have too many planners for next year. But
see what I mean?
I think I want to do the mini desk Jane's Agenda. I'd like the half letter. I'm going to wait till the subscription comes back for the half letter. Never mind. Sorry. Go ahead.
But that's what I love about the Queen's Gambit, because every quarter I can change the cover of it, right? And all the time, I don't know if I ever told y'all this, but all the time in my cover, I have a clear cover. So let's just say I'm going somewhere and I'm feeling a different way for that month. Like, let's say for January, I got a blue cover. February, I don't want blue. So I'll take that off and I'll just have the clear frosted cover and whatever dashboard.
Uh-huh.
So I'm able to, you know, change that dashboard and lay some vellum in there. I really like that. It's fun. It gives me a way to be creative. I really need to find me a punch that can punch through the 3 mil laminate or 5 mil laminate so that I can laminate some dashboards and be able to reuse them. But anyway.
Okay.
somebody else mentioned about, well, you called it, when they get fatter, you can just add the bigger disc. What brands would you say are available for people who are looking for disc-bound planners that are bomb?
I'm going to say Jane's Agenda. Is that what you asked?
Jane's Agenda. I didn't even think about that one. But, yeah, Jane's,
yeah,
Agenda,
Jane's Agenda would be.
Mm-hmm.
I really like it. I like her paper. I like her covers, her, the styles. It's not what everybody else has. It's always so different, in my opinion.
Yeah. I like her artwork for her dashboards, too.
Yeah.
I've used a few and made them my own, but I like that they start off, like, new anyway, right? Like, they
mm-hmm.
start off
mm-hmm.
and not like, so tired of seeing the same damn, you know?
Yeah, the same stuff, same flowers, same little
yeah.
people, yeah.
Yeah. I know the Queen's Gambit, they're doing, like I said, they're doing something that nobody has ever really done before, that I had ever seen before. And I used it for the whole year. There were sections that I didn't use just because I'm an irresponsible adult and don't budget my money like I should.
Yeah, hey. You're in good company, honey.
So I didn't use every section, but for them to already have the sections for you, that was hot shit. You know what I'm saying? That was definitely a pro as opposed to a con. I had the chance to feel some plum paper, a disc-bound plum paper planner. And
mm-hmm.
when I tell you that paper, so soft and so smooth. I was like, ooh. You ever felt that paper?
Huh?
You haven't felt that paper?
I have a set of what?
Have you ever felt that paper?
Oh, yeah.
Plum paper?
Yeah.
I like that. I loved it. That was nice.
Yeah, I had one of her planners from the 2020 CPC.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now that you're going to rings, what do you think the best part about that will be? Like, what's drawing you toward it?
I don't know. I think I have the need for something different. Some of the, like, the planners, like, they look, like, really stylish. I don't know if that's the word you want to say. I like the modern planners, even though they have covers for the disc. And I just wanted the compact, more compact than the, what do you call it? The mini happy planner size, the mini disc bound. So it's like that, and I have all the little cards for the pockets inside the ring planners and stuff like that. So that was why, really. And the pocket one, I just keep it in my purse, right? Just throw it in your purse because I don't remember stuff like I used to, so I could always just jot stuff down. Like, I made so many plans this week, I can't even tell you what any of them are. I, like, have to talk to someone to, like, for the trigger, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. I booked a cruise.
Yeah, I need... You booked a cruise?
For January, yeah. But I can't say it out loud because Daddy don't know yet.
Oh, Lord. Is he going on a cruise? Oh, he's going to kick your ass. Y'all, we're going to have to go get Coco. Because Daddy going to drop kick her and knock her head between the washing machine and the dryer. Lord have mercy.
Okay,
well, that sounds fun. I am excited about cruising, but my cruise won't be till next year for Christmas. That is going to be...
Cruising for Christmas next year?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm coming.
Yes, mom. No, you're not. You got grandbabies.
So what does that mean?
They can all come too. Shit.
No.
Okay, so a lot of the people on Instagram, the Planner Babe, said that they really love the flexibility. They like the ease of being able to print and punch it. And I think that's really good because you can just have like a regular old hole puncher. You don't need nothing fancy for it and just measure it with, you know, put a mark, tick mark, and that'll be fine. Like you said, it's very stylish. Someone said it's really classy, reliable. Of course, making dashboard, removing pages, same thing. Determine the order of it. Someone said that you can reuse it every year because those covers are high as shit. Y'all, listen, listen. Let me tell y'all something. I had to have a Notique. You hear me? I had to have it. Bought it. You remember when I bought it, right?
Yeah.
I bought it in this size, half letter, because I did not even have a half letter planner yet.
Yes, when you were still waiting on, well.
I was still waiting on this girl who was going to make me one. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about that. Girl, I blocked you. I am not going to unblock you just to see what you're doing. I wish you well, but you gave me hell. Hey. But, yeah, I bought that Notique cover, baby. That thing was, even on sale, it was $100.
Oh,
guess
yeah.
What? I done had this half letter disc bound for a year. Ask me how many times I done put it in that cover.
I know. Same. Well, my classic one, I do use that one, but I have the brown one and the red one, and the red one is a pocket. But I just bought a modem one, so that won't be happening. But, yeah, I get it. It's always sounds good at the time.
It's gorgeous. It's mulberry.
Yeah.
I put it in a dust cover. I put it away. I'm like, I'm going to use this. And you know what? I'm going to pull it out and use it right now.
Ooh,
I'm going to use it right
now. You got it
now. I mean, it's December, though. December needs red, not mulberry. I guess I'll wait till January. See how it go. You see how that works? So a lot of people also talked about how they really loved the compact sizes of ring planners and being able to, quote unquote, trick out the pockets.
Yes.
And they like
yes.
The planner wallet combo. Now, I need to step my pocket game up. What do you use to trick out your pocket?
You have your clip. Your pocket, what do you call them? I can't even think. The little bitty cards. There'll be some of them have quotes on them. I forget what you call them. Somebody call in to send us a chat and tell us what you call them. You know, you just decorate them. You can decorate them with all kind of things. I had one of mine had like a little name card that I made with some scrapbook paper and laminated it. You know, you can decorate them any kind of way.
I know what you're talking about. Journaling cards.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Maybe I'll work on that. Because I really want to have
yeah.
my planner together for January. I want her together.
Okay.
So where would you say would be a good place to get the ring? I mean, we already talked about, Notique does rings, right?
Yeah.
We got Notique. You said Moterm. Where else is another place to get good ring planners or ring planner systems for people who are looking for ring planners?
Aura Style. Has ring planner. Pretty Planner Co. has ring planner. But I think she only has like A5s or something. I mean, not that that's a bad thing, but, you know, if you're looking for variety.
Yeah, I got a couple of hers on sale one time, and her the sale price was phenomenal. Her rings, though, were so tiny. I was like, girl, I can't even get a month in here.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
I needed more than that. But I have this one A5 that I got. It was black with black rings, and it was like 35 millimeter. And I really, really liked it. I still like it. But I've just gone back to a cheapo Agenda 52 little A5 for work.
Okay.
I love Food Squirrels. Huh? Was that a sneeze?
They have nice ones, though.
Yeah. I like how big the rings are. I like that it didn't cost me an arm and a leg. I probably got it at D-Stash somewhere. It was good, though. I mean, I like it. Okay, and the last one, last but not least, do you use bound planners, like spiral bound or book bound? Do you use those?
No.
No, why not?
No, I don't like them. I don't know what it is about it, but I don't know if it's just because it's together and I can't manipulate it. I feel like I'm forced into something. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have a choice there.
Okay.
I don't know. And when I was in school, I loved when I got Trapper Keepers when I was in school. Yeah, I just probably just dated myself. But
we love a good Trapper Keeper.
Yeah. The notebooks, if you would tear it, then it had that jagged edge. And that perforated paper, when they made that, oh, you talk about. That was the best thing for me. Anyway, that's what I think of when I think of those bound books. Because if you tear it, to me, it just doesn't tear straight and proper. So, no.
Why are you tearing out of your book?
Well, I don't know. You never know. I need to move stuff. See, I like to move stuff. That's. I don't want to be stuck. And it's like, now I'm bound to this bound book.
Okay. I can see that. So on the other side of that, though, I have used a blank Stylogy. And, you know, I used Fat Mama last year for the whole year and loved her to death. Had so much variety, tipped in so many things. When I felt like using a layout, I could just tip it in, tape it in, glue it in, whatever. Or I could just freestyle it the way I wanted to, you know. And so I could see not wanting to be trapped into a specific way. But I could also see how a blank notebook, which is just bound, could also give you an unhinged amount of variety, you know, like too much variety even. Somebody else said that a bound book, like a spiral bound or something, is also really good for lefties because, again, you can flip it over on itself like the spirals. Someone said the pages don't fall out randomly. One person talked about how great the Archer and Olive, how thick the paper is. And then you had the people on the other side who were talking about how thin the Tomo River. I don't know how y'all say it.
Oh, Tomo River, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, paper is. So I guess it just depends on what you like. What you like in your paper. I liked my Stylogy. Because it was B6 size, and B6 size is like a really size for me. It's like not too much, not too small. But I also am not one of those people that feel the need that I have to fill up all the shit on my page. Like, I don't care if it's still white left on it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I didn't have a busy day on Tuesday. I'm going to cry about it. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah.
Will I probably find something to write just because I like to write? Yes. And some days I like my handwriting? Yes. But I'm not you know, obsessed with the fact that I can't have an A5 planner because I didn't use enough of the days or enough of the mm-hmm. space on the day. A lot of people talked about how they lay flat the books, they lay flat, and they're easy to, like, slip in your purse or, you know, less bulky, easy to write in, and slimmer. So the best bound book that I would suggest, of course, Stalogy. The reason I say Stalogy is because that thing can take a licking and keep on ticking. Baby, I'm talking about, I will have to put up the link to my one and only YouTube video, but you can tip in, you can tape in. That thing just expands and expands and expands. You might not be able to write over the hump, but it ain't going to mm-hmm. fall apart. Pages ain't going to fall out. That thing was sturdy. I also saw somebody with a Hobonichi, I think it's the cousin, the A5 or whatever it is. That thing, that spine ain't going to break on that either. It ain't, it's not. You would have to really, I'm talking about that lady had folded it back on itself, twisted the pages. I mean, she was just really mistreating. I had to clutch my pearls.
Ma'am, calm down.
Girl, why did you miss me? You a masochist or something. Because she was really enjoying that. And I was just like, don't do my girl like that. Don't do the cousin like that. So you got like a, what do you call it, a spiral Harriet Wright design. The paper was really smooth on that. Mariposa Studios, I felt her paper this weekend, yesterday, and it felt really good. And I did not know Sadie Stickers do planners. Did you know that?
I did not know that. Actually, I didn't know Sadie Stickers until, it's probably been about a month. And I don't know how I found out. I think Instagram. They were having a sale or something.
Well, I saw her advent box, which is $300, by the way.
That's all what it was. Unboxing. Thank you. That's what it was. I remember that.
And I saw an unboxing of it. And it was a nice, it's a nice box. A lot of it looks a lot similar. I think it's a lot of AI art, but it's really pretty. And it'll be pretty in March when people are able to use it. There was nothing for the winter. But anyway, the point is, she has planners, and I didn't know
that. That little bit of shade you just threw.
What's it?
It'll be nice in March.
Well,
you just spent your $300 in the fall. Get something you're going to use in the spring.
Listen, the whole thing.
But
I
it's
mean,
okay.
It was expensive. It was expensive.
I didn't like it for the price.
It was worth the money for people who like kits and vertical kits and all that stuff. It was really pretty. You got all the functionals, all kind of, and for the people who got kit lovers, but now you can only get both. So you're going to spend that
mm-hmm.
money. You're going to spend it. And use
mm-hmm.
it in the spring. So. Jackie says, OMG, I want to do a reaction series to Advent unboxing. And I would love that. I cannot wait to do my unboxings because I've been sitting on them now. Like, I'm just waiting. But I don't have, like, the proper set up for it. So today I was like practicing and setting up stuff and sending videos out. Like, look at this and tell me what you think about placement. They're like, the light too bright, the blah, blah, blah. I'm like, God damn it. But I can't see it myself. So anyway, I'm really excited. I'm really excited to see it, to do it. And, yeah, Sadie Stickers has planners and their paper is smooth.
Yeah, you did a bit much there, Sadie. I see how you, I think I feel how you feel. I understand how you're feeling.
Yeah, I'm all over the place. But I'm excited about it because it's giving me something new. So after we get off, I will be able to do it. I really wanted to just, I guess we don't care, right? Okay, sorry. Anyway, I'm going to do it, and y'all are going to see. And y'all just going to be stuck. But the thing is, here's the bad part. Okay, this is the last one. If I record it and I can't see it, and I'm recording, and then, but then it's over. Like, the advent is over. Like, I've just done it. And then I can't get that surprise back on my face.
But you really want the surprise?
I mean, for the video, I mean, they won't be able to see my face no way, but they'll be able to hear the disgust in my voice.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know what to say.
I know.
Then, I think in the business
right.
that you're in, you have to do it.
I think so. I'm ready. And what did I just say I was going to do? And you were going to hold me to it. Do it first. Something
yeah.
Really.
Girl, don't do it.
Don't do it.
No, do it, girl.
No!
You're crazy.
I say that I am in complete and utter sadness. I want to ask this girl for some more contact cards. The girl who does my contact cards, the lady who did my customized sheets for the Grease and for Planners at Tiffany's, her shop name was Let It Be Known. She said she is closing at midnight, and I should really just ask for some more contact cards, shouldn't I? No, I shouldn't.
Oh.
Should I? What do you think? Help me. I'm so sad, y'all. I understand.
Well, let me tell you, I ordered some contact cards from Purple Plum Soul.
Plum Soul Studio?
Yeah. Thank you. Listen.
Okay.
This girl, I ordered from her on, or lady, sorry. I ordered from her on Tuesday, and it shipped Thursday. And listen, it wasn't stuff she just had hanging around in her house, because I ordered four different custom contact card sets. So she had to add my photo, my IG, you know, and I know that this stuff is a template, but it doesn't matter. Let me order from somebody else right now. It's going to be 3 weeks before they even think about printing out my order that I, you know, and
okay.
that's the thing.
And listen, y'all know I've been real, I've been trying not to say no names and stuff because I just can't. I ain't even gonna say nothing. But I will say that other shops could never,
mm-hmm.
would never. And so I ordered from Plum Soul Studio. I did not order on Black Friday. I ordered after that. And according to the UPS, GPS, oh, what is it? The mail delivery people. They said that my order is already here.
USPS.
I mean, Thanksgiving
oh yeah,
order.
That's just it. Well, you know why
yeah.
they say that your order already there.
Yeah, they say it's already here. So
yeah.
I mean, it's. You know, some of these shops are hearing what we're saying. Now, one more thing before we get off. We didn't have no callers. Callers, y'all got about 8 minutes. Y'all can call in 515-602-9680. But we had a talk at the what did I go to? Glam Sweater Brunch, and Just D Plans announced. Are you ready?
Yeah.
She announced that there will be another Planner Memory Social event next year in August.
Woo!
We need a sound. So August, I want to say that the dates were August 23rd, 24th, and 25th. So go ahead, mark it down on your calendars. Planner Memory Social, Return to Hogwarts. August 23rd, 24th, and 25th. And yes, muggles are allowed. You don't have to know anything about Harry Potter. All you have to do is want to come for a good time. She does not call this a conference, so there will be no bum rushing for tables, none of that foolishness. And it's always a good time. I promise you, I went last year, and it was a good time. So, yeah. Just wanted to.
Yeah, and I didn't even like Harry Potter, and now I love Harry Potter. Not, I haven't watched the books or read the movies, so don't. But I'm okay with being entertained by Harry Potter world and all the houses or whatever.
Yes.
So.
And now you. And what's your house?
Hmm?
What's your house?
Hufflepuff.
Said, what's your house? Hufflepuff.
Hufflepuff.
I don't believe your ass no Hufflepuff.
I am a Hufflepuff with a side of Slither.
With a Slither Puff. There you go. So, yes, that was my surprise announcement. And let me see if it was something else I was supposed to be telling you guys. The Queen, Cover Up Queen, have a new hoodie out that says Rated PG, and it is stands for Rated Planner Girl, and it has some other things on it. It's really cute. It's on sale right now. You should go check it out because we all love some good planner wear. You know what I realized? All my t-shirts, my regular clothes, they all planner shit. Like, I've really thrown, I'm going through this decluttering phase in my life, and I've really gotten rid of a lot of shit. Like, I'm not wearing this. Every time I go in this drawer, I overlook this. And a lot of the stuff that I still have left, like, t-shirt-wise, are all, like, planner shirts.
Oh, really?
I don't know how I feel about that.
That's okay.
That means I even need some new clothes. Or I need to broaden my horizons and not just be all planner related. Like, I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed.
It's just time to shop. That's all.
Yeah. You think? I'm just supportive, right? That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it's not book related, it's planner related.
Yeah.
And I love that for me. I do. I love that for me. Okay, I think that's it. Do you have anything else that you'd like to tell the callers, the listeners?
No, have a great week.
All right.
And put your
so
Christmas
you guys,
trees up if they're not up already, because y'all, it's 22 days till Christmas. So get those trees up.
And 21 more days until my birthday. Please don't forget.
Oh, don't worry. I won't forget. How
Thank
could
you.
I?
You guys, please make sure that, you know, if you haven't listened to a past show, you can go back and listen. Let's get these numbers up, y'all. Also, don't forget that you can go to the LinkedIn tree in my bio. You can buy us a coffee You can leave us feedback. You can find links to shops that we support. You can also send us a message. Slide in my DMs. You know how much I love that. I love it.
You're so crazy. Slide on in.
Slide on in, baby. And if you haven't listened to a past episode, go listen to it. Give yourself the laugh you deserve. You hear me? We got lots of plans for next year. I'll be sending out some surveys or posting up some surveys, of course, on Instagram because, duh. But I'll be posting up some surveys to see the other kind of content you like. If you want us to go to more than one show a week, what kind of stuff you need? Like, that's what I need to know because it's time to plan, right? We're planning for next year. Do you think we need a content planner? Do we need a content planner next year?
Yeah, you should. Get another planner.
You know, I love my little notebook.
But get a planner.
I think we will. All right, you guys, that is about it for us. We really, really appreciate you. And remember, keep it messy and never malicious. Good night.
Good night.
I saw you and then I started.